Bet you didn't think this would be the year you achieve the dream of flight. iFly Indoor Skydiving lets you experience the freedom and thrill of flying. No experience or wings required. iFly is fun for people of all ages and abilities, and it's the perfect choice for a night out with friends, family birthday parties, corporate events, or even just celebrating a Thursday. You'll never forget your first time flying. Go to iFlyWorld.com and use code TAKEFLIGHT for 20% off. That's iFlyWorld.com. Code TAKEFLIGHT.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Jason Mackey's First 10 Quick Hit Podcast. Get you ready for the day. Today is Wednesday, July 10th, and a big Pirates win in, of all places, American Family Miller Park Field, something like that. It's always Miller Park. I think it's actually American Family Field in Milwaukee. We'll say that. Those sort of things never really happen there. And, well, there's a lot to take out of last night's game I want to get into, as well as a big day in Penguins land up north in Cranberry. I'll be heading there shortly, but a four-on-four tournament to wrap up Penguins development camp. Before we talk about any of that, I want to remind you that we're sponsored by the North Shore Tavern. You don't have to be a baseball fan to love it there. The interior is wall-to-wall Pirates. There are appetizers, entrees, cocktails, and, of course, steak and seafood on a sizzling lava stone. Open every day, the North Shore Tavern across from PNC Park is Pittsburgh's home for steak on a stone. So how about that win last night? I'm not sure I saw that one coming. Out of the chute, Josh Fleming opened and had some trouble with his control. Got a little bit worried. And we've seen so many times over the years, the Pirates have struggled in Milwaukee. Weird stuff tends to happen there. And I'm thinking, well, the Pirates really need to win this one. And their starting pitcher, an opener, can't throw a strike. Things reversed pretty well. Fleming got out of there without any damage. Even Quinn Priester gave up a couple runs and then settled down. Really liked what I saw from Priester. I think there's a bigger picture thought there. He struck out eight. They're a career high, surpassed his previous best of seven. That was July 29th, 2023 against the Phillies. A cool note there from the Pirates. But five home runs. I mean, that's the thing that sort of stands out. That's the headliner, right? The Pirates, like, intermittently have a very good offense, intermittently can score runs. They have these weird stats associated with them. I don't understand. Since July 5th, the Pirates have hit 15 homers over their last five games. It's the sixth time they've recorded 15-plus homers in a five-game span since 1901. That's a lot of words. What it means is they're capable of ripping off a pretty good run. They've also hit seven grand slams this season. That's tied for most in Major League Baseball. What does that tell us? Well, I don't know anything other than, you know, or I don't know what it tells us. Maybe it tells us nothing other than this team can be incredibly confounding, right? They can look like world beaters one day, and then the next day they look like they've never played the game before. I will say this, that after last night, and even going into last night, my head was kind of here. It is time they go on a run. They need to go on a run and do something significant for a stretch longer than two or three games. And if they're going to truly put themselves in contention, because that's the big picture conversation piece with this team right now, right? It's got to happen now. It's got to happen now. The deadline's at the end of the month. Imagine if they have a solid 2 weeks and we're sitting here, you know, and remember, we're going to lose about 5 days for the All-Star break, but you know, you're sitting here at July 24th or something like that, and they've ripped off one of those runs. There's no question what they're going to do at the deadline. They've got to add something. At minimum, you want to see them not strip anything away, right? Like, you want to give them a reason to hang on to guys on expiring contracts, at least guys that are going to positively impact your team. Now, Michael A. Taylor might be a different discussion. I'll get back to that as well. You know, somebody like that, if somebody would value defense elsewhere or think that a change of scenery might make sense, I'd do that in a heartbeat. But I'm talking about somebody like Aroldis Chapman, where I guess you could make a deal. If you really wanted to make a deal, you'd probably have to, you know, pay some of the freight. But I mean, you could get something back, I guess. But you're also sending a signal that this year is no longer important, right? Like, you're taking away your primary setup guy right now, your closer, until David Bednar gets back. So, point being, they really need to put it together now. It's a tough situation in Milwaukee, but you win here, you go to Chicago, the White Sox are a wreck. You can go into the All-Star break with some momentum. Coming out, you don't want to have it look like 2019, of course, but a real opportunity to do some things and prove a point to management. All right, I want to get into some individual player performances in the next segment. But first, a segment from, or a couple words from our friends at the Bradenton Convention and Area Visitors Bureau.
Embrace the laid-back charm of island life while sinking your toes in the sand and discovering real, authentic Florida in the Bradenton area. Unspoiled beauty and pristine beaches. A vibrant waterfront downtown energized by local arts and culture. Fresh, Floridian cuisine with a flourish of rich history. And friendly locals ready to welcome you to this preserved paradise on Florida's Gulf Coast. Plan your visit today at BradentonGulfIslands.com.
Thank you, as always, to our friends from Bradenton Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Saw a picture yesterday, by the way, of one of my fantasy camp buddies, Marty Kirsch, who may or may not check this out, but they were at Tide Tables, which is one of my absolute favorites in that area. And he's talking about eating grouper tacos on the water. And I about cried because I wish I was down there. I always wish I was down there. What a wonderful, wonderful place. But okay, so I mentioned Quinn Priester earlier. Quinn Priester came up, it was dealing with a lat injury. Came out of the bullpen, actually, was the bulk guy behind Josh Fleming, and I thought looked the best maybe he has ever as a pitcher with the Pirates. Just totally in command of his stuff. Has seemingly started to master the breaking stuff, throwing it for strikes, throwing it for swing and miss, all of it. He pitched up in the zone more than I've ever seen Quinn do with the Pirates. And I tweeted this last night, but it remains true. If this is Quinn Priester figuring it out, it could not come at a better time. It really couldn't. With Jared Jones on the IL, with Bailey Falter on the IL, there is a massive opportunity, if not need, for Quinn Priester to lock it down and do what he did last night. It was absolutely incredible. You want to see more of it. Speaking of that, Joey Bart hits a grand slam, his second this season. Can we talk a little bit more about Joey Bart and what he's brought? One, yesterday was the fourth consecutive start Bart has made behind the plate. Bart starts. Which is rare for a catcher, and I don't know what's going on with Yasmani Grandal. We'll see if he's in there tonight. Either way, Joey Bart's got to play, man. I don't know how this folds, you know, longer term, like what that means for Henry Davis, Andy Rodriguez when he comes back, where things sit. Joey Bart has added the most with the bat of anybody by far. I mean, I don't see a defensive drop-off between Yasmani Grandal and Joey Bart. For right now, just keep running him out there as much as he can, if he's productive. You know, going into last night, the OPS was around 800, albeit, you know, some limited at bats, obviously, with, you know, splitting duties and being on the IL. But as long as that stays close, man, no question there. It's been a nice pickup. I don't quite know what to make of Jason DeLay. You know, I've advocated in this space before seeing more of him. He also has options. So at this point, you're kind of manipulating your roster. Don't totally understand, you know, their adherence to Yasmani Grandal. He hasn't done a ton. I don't think there's a defensive drop-off between him and other guys. At the same time, again, Joey Bart's going to put the ball out of the ballpark. He's going to hit with some power. He's going to produce runs. I'm in. They need to see more of it. Absolutely. What else? Brian Reynolds just continues to mash. I mean, that's crazy. I wanted to mention now he surpassed Bobby Bonilla for the most home runs all time by a Pirates switch hitter. Just absolutely crazy, deserving of an all-star appearance, you know, and good for him continuing a very strong season. Two other notes on the Pirates. This is going to help them, and I talked about this a little bit yesterday or the day before, but David Bednar, Ryan Borucki, both rehabbing in Double A Altoona, looked very good. Bednar, 17 pitches, 12 strikes, scoreless inning. Borucki, I can't imagine he needs much more. 1.2 last night. 14 pitches, got two strikeouts, just been absolutely fantastic. And a sneaky, sneaky, important part of the bullpen. He was so good last year, especially in that kind of fireman role, getting out of innings, and they could use another arm, a lefty setup guy, that sort of thing. But yeah, Ryan Borucki, will be seeing him very soon, and it's going to be an important thing for the Pirates. As the Penguins transition to our last topic, wrap up development camp, probably going to spin a piece off of today and some of the things that I've seen, some of the things that are encouraging. Setting like that, it's tough to, you know, kind of rip anything, but you know what you're looking for today, right? It's a 4-on-4 scrimmage tournament starting at noon. Braden Yeager has looked very good. Be curious to see what they do with him. It's either the WHL or the NHL for him, because the NHL is stupid with some rules and you can't assign him to the American Hockey League. Don't understand it. Don't understand why. I don't know if he's going to do enough to challenge for a spot in the NHL. I hope so. Skilled player, probably needs to add a little bit of size, but we'll see. And obviously training camp will dictate as well. Owen Pickering is gigantic and has looked really good. Strong skater, has added some important body weight. Going to be interested to see how he fares in the 4-on-4 scrimmage. I think he's somebody that absolutely has a chance, especially with their situation on defense, to get some time. Sergei Musharov is somebody who, and I'm sorry if I'm butchering that name, but the Russian goalie that came over here late, who's been absolutely dominant, and talked the other day about whether he is going to go back to the KHL or come here. Hope he comes to North America. Frankly, it seems like he's handled himself quite well in Russia and could use the competition over here. Going to be curious to see how he fares in a team setting, though. He's been really good so far, but obviously, in the words of Allen Iverson, we're talking about practice. And we'll be talking about a scrimmage a little bit. Going to head up there now. Thank you very much, as always, for watching. Make sure you like and subscribe. You can get this and all of the other videos and YouTube segments on the North Shore Drive Post-Gazette Podcast Network. Thanks so much, folks. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you for checking out this content from Post-Gazette Sports. If you watch this video on YouTube, please like the video and subscribe to our channel. For all of the sports coverage the Post-Gazette has to offer, visit post-gazette.com.
Bet you didn't think this would be the year you achieved the dream of flight. iFly Indoor Skydiving lets you experience the freedom and thrill of flying. No experience or wings required. iFly is fun for people of all ages and abilities, and it's the perfect choice for a night out with friends, family birthday parties, corporate events, or even just celebrating a Thursday. You'll never forget your first time flying. Go to iFlyWorld.com and use code TAKEFLIGHT for 20% off. That's iFlyWorld.com, code TAKEFLIGHT.